Hold on. Okay.
We're on.
Oh. Oh, hell. Okay. Welcome to the Miranda Writes podcast.
I'm Crystal.
I'm Vanessa.
We have the right to remain silent.
But we probably won't. Hello, florecitas.
Hola, florecitas.
Hey, guys.
Florecitos.
Hey, guys. Anyways, how was your week, mija?
I was busy. What the fuck did I do this week? I don't remember. No me recuerdo. I have no idea.
It must have been really busy.
I just remember, like, just wanting to sleep. I was like, I just want to sleep. And then when I would get into bed, I couldn't. So that's all I remember.
Shoot.
How was your week?
It was pretty good. Just busy catching up on emails and stuff like that. Because, you know. But that was it.
Yeah.
Pretty chill. Up until Thursday.
Why would happen?
Because I was trying to work on this story.
Oh. That's so hilarious. I was all, why was Thursday?
But anyways, okay, so, oh, was there anything that you wanted to address?
Yes, maybe I did.
From last week?
Yes, or? I wanted to address, we got a lot of heat for doing the Ida case last week.
Mm-hmm.
And so did others.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to reiterate, this is a true crime podcast.
Yes.
We discuss true crime cases, which involve a lot of details that people probably don't want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
people don't want to relive a lot of these cases.
Right.
And I want to state that we do not get compensated for any of this.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
It is strictly for our leisure.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, anything that is a matter of public record, anybody is able to go and research cases, and they're able to talk about them.
Okay.
They are able to podcast about them, talk about them on the radio,
right,
put them in the newspaper,
freedom of speech, freedom of press,
as long as what you are stating is factual, there's not a whole lot that can be done.
Okay.
And unfortunately, a lot of people didn't want to relive that case. However, I just wanted to state that my sister and I, we didn't even know about the case.
Mm-hmm.
It was actually a case suggestion from one of our listeners.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm sorry that it brought a lot of hurt feelings, and we never make fun of the victim.
Absolutely not.
Ever.
That's what I want to make clear.
Is we do not ever make fun of the victim.
No.
We might make fun of, like, no, I don't want to say make fun of, but we might bring in some kind of dark humor as maybe like stuff that was said, or we like stuff that we would have said probably.
Right.
More than anything, but.
Right. Our own inside jokes, but it's not.
We are anything, not ever making fun of the victim.
Right. And not intended towards the victim or their family or anything like that. So I do want to get that. I do want to reiterate that. I know that we do have some dark humor. You know, and not everybody takes to that very well. And I understand that. You know, again, this is a true crime comedy podcast. You know.
And so. I mean, honestly, if, you know, if we weren't able to do what we were doing, no podcast would be able to podcast about anything.
Right.
I mean, you know, and I understand that these are personal issues that people probably don't want brought up.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, look at BTK's family. Mm-hmm. Look at GSK, the Golden State Killer's family.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure his daughters don't want to relive all those things.
Correct.
But everybody's reporting about it.
Right.
Uh-huh. A lot of people don't want to hear. And it's funny because a lot of people are like, they want to hear other people's stories.
Mm-hmm.
But when it hits closer to home, then it's like, no, I don't want to hear about it.
Right.
And that's, unfortunately.
Right.
It's just the world we live in.
Exactly.
People are going to. They're going to cover cases regardless of whether you like it or not. And I was, you know, I did reach out to Ida's daughters, two of them, one directly, one like kind of indirectly, but mm-hmm. She knew. And everybody grieves differently. We should mm-hmm. not judge others for the way that they grieve.
Absolutely.
Especially when it has affected your family, your life. Right. I don't want to say family, your life.
Your life directly.
Directly.
Right.
Yeah, uh-huh. Absolutely.
For sure.
So, also, what did I want to say? Shoot.
I wanted to add, though, on that, you know, how everybody grieves differently. You know, sometimes, you know, I feel like talking about it raises awareness for other victims.
Absolutely.
You know, mm-hmm. that are maybe suffering in the same situation, whether it be, you know, like a domestic violence relationship or on again, off again, you know, something like that. A lot of people also, when, you know, they want to remember, they don't want their loved one's name to go in vain mm-hmm. or forgotten, you know, and maybe by speaking about it, talking about it, help raise awareness to other families or even other kids that are maybe experiencing the same type of situation, you know? And I think that's helpful. I understand that not everybody grieves the same, but mm-hmm. I think for somebody that maybe is listening or they know somebody.
And it does. It raises awareness. I mean, because mm-hmm. a lot of people go through things and they think that they're the only ones going through it.
Yes.
And that's not true. And mm-hmm. it helps. I mean, you know, all these cases and all these, you know, all these true crime cases, I mean, they hit close to home. And mm-hmm. and unfortunately, women and children are, you know, victimized a lot more. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And it's not to say men aren't victimized, because they are,
yeah.
but, you know, statistics show that it's, mm-hmm. you know, usually women and children. Mm-hmm. Men are victimized as well. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I mean, it doesn't take away the fact that people are living those types of situations, and it helps, helps other people to know that they are not alone. Mm-hmm. And, like we were talking about it the last time, like, you know, she had a restraining order, but people don't always follow the restraining order.
Correct.
And, you know, people feel ashamed and they feel judged, and it's so normal, you know, to just kind of recognize the red flags, be aware, mm-hmm. always have a backup plan, or right. try to at least. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're just here telling cases that people right. want to hear. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, some people don't want to hear them. And
right.
that's okay. You don't have to listen to us.
Absolutely.
You don't
not.
Have
yeah.
to.
No, you do not have to.
And we're not doing it. We're not doing any of this for any notoriety or any, you know, to be famous or nothing.
Yeah.
We're just doing it because we like to.
Right. And we're not doing this for malicious intent either.
Oh,
for
no.
other people.
No.
You know what I mean?
No.
You know, I just want to put that out there.
Yeah, so. we are not like that. So,
and then also, just to piggyback on that, you probably forgot to say why you named.
That's what I was gonna say
the
earlier.
Podcast from last week, destroying.
That's what I was gonna say, and I forgot.
I wanted you to say that in closing.
Yes.
For that.
Yes, in closing for all of that, mm-hmm. the reason I named the podcast "Destroying Ida" was because I felt like he tried to destroy her.
Correct.
I meant to say it at the end of the podcast, but I changed the name of the podcast last minute. So
right.
then I didn't write it. I didn't like write it in or, you mm-hmm. know, type it in or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I felt like he tried to destroy her.
Yes.
And that's why I named it Destroying Ida.
Right.
Because her murder was so brutal.
Right.
And in essence, I felt like he was trying to destroy her.
Right, right, for sure.
So that's why I named it that.
Mm-hmm. And I want to make it clear,
we're not making fun of her. Of the victim at all.
Right.
No.
Okay.
Never.
Mm-mm. All right. So I'm happy that we got that out of the way.
Yes. And just to really quick, mm-hmm. we are a true crime podcast, so there's going to be a lot of stuff you do not want to. If you're sensitive to anything like murder, blood and guts, you know, if you're gory, sensitive to anything that happens to children. Mm-hmm. I mean, we talk about a lot of stuff that a lot of people, they can't stomach it. Mm-hmm. And we cuss a lot. I mean, yes, you know, my mom always gives us crap for it.
Yes. She does not like that.
She doesn't like it, but, you know, that's the way we speak to each other.
Yeah.
That's how we talk. So some people like it, some people don't. It's okay if you don't. You don't have to listen to us. Just putting it out there.
Right.
If you can't stomach this type of podcast, please go listen to another one, because we do not hold back at all.
Exactly. And there's others that are really, really good, you know, so
that aren't as, you know,
as vulgar.
Vulgar as us, or they like kind of like shy away from like certain details.
Right.
That is not us.
Right.
So, sorry.
So please don't, we don't take offense to that.
Not at all.
You know, if you want to listen to another podcast,
there's a lot of great ones out there.
So,
and if you go on our Twitter and see everybody I follow, you can see them.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, that's true.
Our Twitter.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
So with that being said, on with the show.
On with the show.
I want to hear about this one. I'm so excited.
Okay.
Oh, really quick, one more thing. Mm-hmm. We have shied away from, for right now, doing any local cases.
Correct.
Because of the heat we got from Ida's case. Mm-hmm. So we will, for the time being, not be doing local cases.
Yes.
And we'll do Arizona cases, just not locally.
Right, not locally.
So anyways, go ahead. Sorry.
Yep, that's okay.
Want to say that really quick.
Yeah.
Perfect. So if you have case suggestions for us, and it's here locally, we ain't going to do it.
Right.
I mean, you know, not for a while.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead. So today's lesson. Today's lesson, Florecitas.
Florecitas.
So today's story was a case suggestion from Maddie.
Oh, yeah. My third daughter, Maddie.
Number three.
Number three. We call her Maddie Lou Who. We call her Maddie. Maddie had a case suggestion for us, and it is a good one, from what I understand.
It is.
And I feel bad because Ryan Case suggested something to me a long time ago.
Okay.
So I'll be doing that one next.
Okay. So. Okay. Alrighty. So, yeah. So thank you, Maddie.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Maddie.
I want to thank you for that because it is a really good one.
Yeah.
And this, too, can also raise awareness for young people that are in this situation or older people, you know.
Yeah, whatever. Because you're older doesn't mean you're not stupid.
Exactly. So I named this story today Mommy's Little Blessing.
Uh-oh.
The Brooke Schuyler Richardson story. Skills. Okay.
I can't wait to hear it.
So I'm just going to get into this. And I tried looking for Brooke's date of birth, but for whatever reason nobody had it. Yeah, I couldn't find it. So
I heard somebody had told me the other day, who was it? Oh, one of my friends told me that they are steering clear of putting people's birth dates on the internet.
Oh, really?
Because of they stopped doing it for DOC. That's why I couldn't find Julio's birth date, date of birth, because they used to have it on the website when they had like their inmate information. They stopped doing that because people were stealing their identities. So that's probably why you couldn't find it.
Yeah, I couldn't find it anywhere.
Yeah.
So back to the show. Mm-hmm. So Brooke Schuyler Richardson was the firstborn child of parents Kim and Scott Richardson. Now, even though her first name is Brooke, she goes by Schuyler.
Okay.
So if you hear me saying Schuyler,
it's the same person.
It's the same person. So Brooke was born in Carlisle, Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All of our Ohio listeners. We have a lot of Ohio listeners.
Oh, do we?
Yes.
Oh,
okay. We're really big in Ohio.
Okay, cool. So this was actually like an all-American small town, Carlisle. With a population of 5,000.
Oh my God, it's tiny.
Yeah, so it kind of reminded me like small town, kind of like Casa Grande, where most people are born and raised there, and then they usually like don't leave.
Casa Grande's like triple, like quadruple that size, isn't it?
I don't know.
I think we have like 25,000 here.
Oh, I don't know. But, you know, maybe back 30? In the day.
Yeah, back in the day.
So,
yeah, like way back in the day. Yeah.
Yeah. So so it's really small where, like, basically everybody knows everybody. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows your business kind of bullshit, right? Mm-hmm. So, from a very young age, Skylar became a cheerleader.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, Skylar was a flya cheerleader. And for those of you that don't know what a flya is.
Yeah, I don't know what
that
is.
Okay. It's one of those little tiny cheerleaders that get tossed into the air like a sack of potatoes. Shaputa.
I don't know who would toss a sack of potatoes in the air. That thing is heavy. Like, it's heavy.
You could get like 2.5 pound bag. No, I'm just kidding.
Like the little, those little red ones, those little red potatoes. Yeah. Bag of those. Yeah.
So that's what Skylar was. She was a fire cheerleader and she would get tossed up in the air. So at a very young age, Skylar took her cheerleading sport very seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Being a cheerleader put a lot of pressure on Skylar to be thin and tiny. So she could continue to be a flya.
Mm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
At 12 years old, Skylar developed eating disorders such as anorexia and bulimia.
Those are bad.
Mm-hmm. Skylar was actually diagnosed with body dysmorphia by therapists, nutritionists, and doctors.
Oh my God.
For those of you that ask, what is body dysmorphia? That is when a person has an obsessive disorder that focuses on a perceived flaw in appearance on themselves. So, yeah.
I'm trying to get comfortable.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
And so, so she had those eating disorders. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about Skylar's, teenage dating. Pay attention. There's going to be a test.
Okay.
So back in July of 2016.
Wait, how old was she at this point?
She would be 17 at this time.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Go ahead.
So back in July of 2016, the mm-hmm. summer going into Skylar's senior year,
mm-hmm.
she began dating a friend's cousin.
Okay.
Okay. So this relationship didn't last long. Just as quickly as it started, it fizzed out. So what's the best way to get over someone? Well,
to get under somebody.
Get right under someone else. Right? Well, that's what I've heard. I'm not speaking from experience.
Okay. I don't know. Have any idea what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I was the first one to respond. No, I'm the only one here.
I know. Montreal voodoo?
No?
Montreal voodoo? Voodoo doesn't say anything. She just like screws Montreal's face. So, now, Florecitas. So that relationship fizzed out.
Mm-hmm.
So let's fast forward to January 2017.
Okay.
Skylar found a new boo thing, and his name was Brandon.
Oh, okay.
Sailor, like S-A-Y-L-O-R.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. At that time, Skylar was a senior, and Brandon was a junior in high school.
Okay.
So based on pictures, Skylar and Brandon were basically like the perfect high school couple.
Mm, okay.
Brandon was, tall, light, and very handsome teenager.
What do you mean light? Like,
he was a white guy.
Oh, okay. And I thought you meant like light and weight.
Yeah, like, he was light in weight too. Oh. He was skinny. He was skinny. Good question. And I don't know why I put light. I didn't put it just like white guy. I don't know. Maybe the speaker thing didn't catch what I was saying. Maybe I meant to say white. Hell, I don't know.
Oh my God, that's okay. Hilarious. Okay.
So Brandon was tall, white, handsome teenager. And Skylar was this petite, tiny, little blonde head, blue-eyed bombshell teenage girl.
So they were like, did they do awesome shooters and hang at awesome parties and just soak up each other's awesomeness?
That's exactly what they did, guys. So Brandon was very tall, and Skylar's head only went up to his shoulders. Like, the top of her head reached his shoulders. So he was tall.
Super tall. Yeah.
And they were the cute little high school power couple.
Like Jay-Z and Beyonce?
Yes.
Like power couple like that?
Yes.
Like they were making moves and building empires?
Exactly.
What does that mean? I don't even... I just...
Hashtag making moves and building empires. Like, what?
I do not understand.
Jesus Christ. I feel like my life is just wasted.
I know. I'm
here fucking doing power moves and building
empires. I hear my stupid ass kids talk and I'm like, what does that even mean? They're like, oh my God, you know what that means? No, I don't know what that fucking means. I'm stupid. Like, I'm stupid when it comes to teenage talk. I don't know what the hell that is.
It's like, listen, assholes, why don't y'all freaking build empires and move your sorry asses
out my motherfucking house? Mm-hmm. Get out of my house, please.
Exactly. Okay, so their relationship began and they both fell head over heels for each other.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
After a few weeks, Skylar's family noticed their daughter had gained a few pounds, but they just assumed it was because she was actually happy with herself for once and in a healthy relationship.
Okay. Wait a minute. Why that? Why did they say that for? Were her past relationships unhealthy?
So I was just going to touch on that. I didn't write it down. Going back to her eating disorders. Mm-hmm. So Skylar was like had serious eating disorders and mm-hmm. the body dysmorphia or some shit like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. But
and so her family, they would like not ever bring up her weight. Her mom said that her eating disorder started when she was 12 years old mm-hmm. and she wouldn't even have gum because it had 5 calories in it.
Oh my
that's
God.
That's how like obsessed she was with her body and her appearance and her eating disorders.
Was she like, I really want to lose 3 pounds?
Yes, exactly. Like Mean Girls, all skinny. That's exactly how she was. I mean, that's what it sounds like.
No, I know. But then like, were her past relationships like just unhealthy? Were like they were they like
she didn't. Didn't no, go she into didn't. It? Okay. It didn't go. They didn't go into it. Her mom just was like, well, she's finally happy now with herself, and so she doesn't care like if she gains a couple of pounds. Okay. But they would never, ever, bring up her gaining weight or even her eating or anything like that, because she would do like, this is what she would do. I didn't write this down either, but on my research, mm-hmm. based mm-hmm. on my research. So once cheerleading season was over, she would binge
mm-hmm.
and then make herself throw up.
Mm-hmm.
And then once cheerleading season would start, she would go back to starving herself.
Mm.
So it was like a huge issue, which is why they took her to doctors and therapists and nutritionists and all that dog and pony show. So with that being said, her mom noticed that she gained a couple pounds while she was with Brandon.
Did they notice that she was eating more?
No, she was not eating more.
Oh, she was not. Mm-mm. Okay.
No. And so of course, the family knew of their daughter's eating disorder, so they didn't want to bring up her weight because they knew that that would just immediately infuriate Skylar. Yeah. So they wouldn't even say anything.
Mm-hmm.
So prom comes around, and Skylar picks out a really cute, like, mermaid, tight-fitting red dress for her senior prom.
Mm-hmm.
Really cute. Of course, it looks red. So cute on her.
My God, I love the color red.
I know, me too. I love red.
I know, me too.
A couple weeks later, they went on a family vacation to the beach, and Skylar wore a yellow two-piece bikini.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Interesting. Okay.
Skylar's...
Was it yellow polka dots?
I was going to say polka dots, but it wasn't. So I was like, I don't want to lie. Because there's a picture. I have a picture of her.
I know. I'm just being drama.
I was going to say that too. Skylar's mom, Kim, said that she was really pleased that her daughter was wearing a two-piece and that she looked like she was healthy and had gained a couple pounds. Mm-hmm. Right. And so at that point, Kim was aware that her daughter, Skylar, and boyfriend, Brandon, were getting super serious at that point. And they mm-hmm. were spending a lot of time together, like literally almost every day together.
Mm-hmm.
Kim decided it was time to get her daughter on birth control
mm-hmm.
because she was like, I ain't trying to have no motherfucking grandbabies. Mm-hmm. No, just kidding. Yeah. She didn't say that. But she, you know, wanted to prevent.
Yeah.
Any
teen pregnancy.
Yeah, teen pregnancy.
Yeah. I'm having to deal with that bullshit.
Exactly, which is a whole nother motherfucking issue.
Yes, it is. Yes.
So Kim scheduled an appointment for Skylar to get on birth control.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So on April 26, 2017, Skylar went to her mother's gynecologist appointment. So her mom just scheduled an appointment with her gynecologist.
Yeah.
So Skylar went to the gynecologist appointment for her birth control.
Mm-hmm.
At that point, Skylar had just turned 18 a couple of days prior to her appointment.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Oh, so they cannot tell the mom anything.
Exactly. So since Skylar was 18, her mother waited in the lobby while Skylar had her gyno appointment. Immediately when Skylar came out, of her appointment, Kim noticed that Skylar looked like she was crying when she got out of the appointment, and she asked Skylar what was wrong, and Skylar just told her that it was really traumatic because it was her first gyno appointment and very uncomfortable.
These little bitches are
good. Good, girl.
I would never to lie like that.
Right?
Like
at the drop of a hat.
Yes, at the drop of a hat. So dumb. I know, me too. I've been like, I'm not crying. I'm not crying.
Yeah.
I'd be like, what?
All fucking ugly cry. Ugh. That's what I said. I was like, damn, Daryl. She is good.
The FBI would call that a clue.
The FBI would call that a clue. Yes, they would, mija.
The FBI would call that a clue.
Yep.
Thanks for that saying, Chris.
Yes, Chris. Thank you. So Kim didn't think anything of it because it is very uncomfortable to get a pap, to get a pap and get looked at and stuff like that.
Poked and prodded, if you will.
At any age, which I hate going to my pap smear appointments, but
poked in.
So Kim believed her daughter and figured she was just a little emotional. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm going to be honest. I don't mind being poked and prodded, but from some randos, it's kind of exciting. Just kidding. Anyways, what Skylar failed to tell her mom was the truth.
Which is
unbeknownst to Kim, the doctor had actually just told Skylar that she was pregnant and that she was not just a few months or a few weeks pregnant. She was a full blown on 8 months pregnant.
Oh my God.
Yes.
She wasn't showing?
She had just wore a bikini, mija.
I know. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. Oh my God, I can't stand her.
I know.
Have you ever noticed that girl? Okay, this never happened to me, which I'm really upset about. But like girls, they when they hide their pregnancy, they don't show.
They don't show. It's something in your mind.
It has to be. Mm-hmm. Oops, I'm pulling on my mic. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be. I don't understand it. My fat ass. I'm a big girl, and you could still tell I was pregnant.
Ugh. Yeah. I've never been pregnant. I'm not pregnant, but I look pregnant. And I don't even freaking have nothing in there because it's all natural fat.
All natural.
I don't even like kids. And I still look pregnant. So, I mean, obviously, I'm not a freak of nature. So, I mean, it's crazy how these people have kids and then they just bounce back. They look like nothing ever happened, right?
I know. I'm so jealous.
I am too, hell.
Ugh.
So, Skylar actually begged the doctor not to tell anyone. There was another... Oh, I don't know why I said that. I put this in here. Actually I did. There was another source that I read that stated Skylar actually asked the doctor for a birth control prescription so she could show her mom as proof that she was
on birth control.
Getting on birth control.
Did he do it?
It did. He did.
It did.
It did.
It did.
It placed the lotion in the basket. It placed the prescription in her hand. Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yes. Yeah. And
no,
I can't.
No.
No.
Yes. No fucking way.
Yes, mijita linda.
Oh my God. Can he get in trouble for that?
Yeah. I mean, I would say so because even if somebody did try to take them, I guess it would have like serious
effects on the baby.
On the baby. Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
And they could turn around and sue him. I would say. I'm all thinking like.
Yeah, I think it did turn into kind of like a legal scuffle, but they really couldn't say anything because she was 18.
That's true.
You know.
I watched Horrible Bosses the other day. Oh my God, I love that movie. It's cracking me up. Reminds me of the guy. He's all, ah.
Oh my God. So, okay, so about a week and a half later, on May 5th, Skylar and Brandon went to prom. Mm-hmm. Remember that pretty, pretty tight-fitting dress that she bought? Mm-hmm. That's what she wore. So Skylar actually fit into her prom dress that she bought on February 15th.
She did?
Even though she had just found out that she was 8 months pregnant. And she fit into it.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Yeah, what the hell?
What is this fuckery?
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
Exactly. Which is crazy.
So she was 8 months pregnant in May, April, March. So she was like 5 months pregnant in February?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, we're all doing our math.
I'm all no, they can be right.
It has to be right.
Oh, yeah. Well, 8 months. So... She would have been... Well, we'll get to that. Okay. We'll get to that.
All right.
Okay. So, moving on. So, less than 48 hours after Skylar attended prom, she went into labor.
Oh, shit.
Yes. So, there's not a lot of details on...
The birth.
There is, but not like what she went through. She doesn't talk about it.
Oh, she doesn't?
Mm-mm. So.
Why?
It's too traumatic, mija. What is your issue?
What is your deal with wanting to know the details?
The deets. No, I wanted to know the deets.
I know. But
yeah.
So she won't talk about it, though.
She won't talk about it. Mm-mm. Nope. Oh, she will not talk about it. So, Skylar gave birth to a baby girl, and she named her Annabelle. So, the baby's name was Annabelle.
Annabelle.
For people who... Mm-hmm. Yes. We just say that because that's how one of our aunts calls our cousin.
Her name's Annabelle, and she's like,
Annabelle! Yeah. When she yells at her, Annabelle! It's so hilarious. It's
hilarious.
Anyways, so Skylar had given birth to her daughter, Annabelle. Oh, what the hell? I don't know what I was writing. I don't know what I was trying to say here. But anyways, I know what I was trying to say. The speaker caught me wrong. Caught my words wrong. Twisted my words. That's okay. So instead of had, it's supposed to be hid.
Oh,
so Skylar hid the birth of her daughter Annabelle for 2 months.
What?
No.
Where? Okay. First of all, I have so many questions running through my mind right now.
Okay, go ahead. Let's.
Where did she give birth at? Where?
Okay, we're gonna get to that.
Okay, that's my first one.
Okay,
my second one. It fucking hurts like hell. Mm-hmm. I cannot even begin to describe the pain I felt trying to shit a kid out that I couldn't shit out. Then had to get a C-section. It was so bad. I wanted to die.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So was that a question or statement?
Heard her scream? No, my question is nobody heard her scream?
No. Nope.
Was she screaming?
No. Her mom and dad both said no, because they lived together. They were still together. They said no. They never heard anything. Never heard her scream. Nothing. Never heard nothing.
Did they hear a baby cry?
Nope. Nothing. So, okay.
How do you not hear that?
I know. And I'm nosy. Like,
how do you not hear that? I'd be like, what the fuck are you? Where was she at? First of all. Mm-hmm. Oh, did you say we were going to get there?
Yes,
we are going to get there.
Okay. So after 2 months, the police showed up on the Richardson's doorstep.
What? Oh, really?
No.
Did they know?
Oh, they did.
Did they know?
Oh, they did. The police were real nonchalant. They told the Richardsons that nobody was in trouble. Mm-hmm. They just wanted to question their daughter, Skylar, on something she might have witnessed.
Mm-hmm.
The police reassured the Richardsons that they just wanted to ask their daughter a couple of questions, you mm-hmm. know?
Yeah. Nothing big.
Yeah, nothing big. So Skylar and her parents go down to the police station to see what all this is about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want to know what all this is about, too.
Yep.
I'm like, what the fuck did you do now?
Exactly. You reckless kid for nothing.
Bueno, para nada.
So pay attention. There's going to be a test.
Another test.
Another test. So in hindsight, Scott Richardson, which is the dad,
mm-hmm.
said taking his daughter Skylar down to the police station to answer questions was the biggest mistake that he has ever made in his life.
In hindsight.
In hindsight.
Oh, really?
Is it now?
Is it now? Is it now?
So like we always say on the podcast, ask for an attorney to be present before you start answering any questions or going anywhere to police station.
Yeah, that's our big thing. Like always ask. I mean, and
we're stupid. We don't take our own advice.
Yeah. No,
we don't. We are so stupid.
We are so stupid. Like, oh my God. If you guys knew.
Yes. Like, we need a good punch in the face.
Half of it. Oh, my God.
Yes. So.
Anyways,
on July 14th, 2017, when the Richardsons took their daughter to the police station, mm-hmm. they still did not have any idea that their daughter, Skylar, had given birth to a baby girl 2 months prior.
Well, where the hell did the baby go?
Well, I don't know. She just disappeared in a thin air, me, huh?
How, that is not possible at all. Trust me, I've tried.
I've dreamt. I wish. I prayed.
It hasn't happened. They're still all there.
All of them breathing and everything. So, so investigators had received a tip from a local OBGYN office stating that a patient of theirs had given birth to a baby 2 months prior and had buried that baby in the backyard.
What? Oh my God.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so please keep in mind that Skylar is 18 at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Investigators placed Skylar in an interrogation room mm-hmm. and would not allow her parents in the interrogation room.
Yeah, they can't because she's not a minor.
Correct. At this point, the investigators began reading Skylar her Miranda rights. Okay.
Oh, man.
But she was not under arrest.
I'm like, oh, she wasn't.
Mm-mm.
But that means that they were getting ready to place her under arrest.
Correct.
She was a suspect.
Correct.
At that point.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. I'm like, you guys, I wish you guys could see me. I'm so nervous. I'm mm-hmm. shaking my foot back and forth.
Yes. And it says, I don't know about Sean. I don't know who the hell Sean is.
Sean.
Oh, I know what I was trying to say.
Oh, okay.
I don't know who Sean is, but anyways, I think I was trying to say, like, I don't know about you, but it kind of sounds like she's under arrest, but I don't know why I put Sean there.
What? Oh my God. I'm like, Sean, who's Sean? Oh my God.
I don't know.
There's a twist, y'all.
Yeah.
Yeah. Plot twist.
What I meant to say was, I don't know about you. Oh, I know what I was trying to say.
Oh.
I don't know about y'all.
I don't know about y'all.
That's what I was trying to say.
Oh, okay.
I don't know about y'all, but it kind of sounds like she's under arrest. Right?
Yes.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah. I mean, okay, I would say so because...
This is like charades.
This... That's why I type everything because if I talk and it's just no. It's going to be a mess. So, yeah.
Yeah. So, please know that I just got done with this like right before.
Right
before we started.
We were supposed to do it this morning and then, yeah, that didn't happen. But it's okay because I'm always like last minute Lisa.
Yes. So am I. So, anyway. So, investigators confronted Skylar about her gyno appointment on April 26th.
Mm-hmm.
And also a follow-up appointment that Skylar went to but didn't tell anybody.
Backtrack.
Okay.
So, okay, I was just focusing on something else.
Dazed out.
Uh-huh. Yes, I was. Repeat what you just said.
Okay. So, investigators mm-hmm. confronted Skylar about her gyno appointment
mm-hmm.
back in April
okay.
26th.
That's when she found out she was 8 months pregnant.
Correct.
Okay.
And also...
Her follow-up
appointment that Skylar went to but never told anybody.
Mm.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, guess what? What? Skylar began talking, and she admitted to going to the follow-up appointment at the gynecologist's office, and that she did tell the doctor at that point what had happened the night that she gave birth.
Oh, so she did. Did she know?
She did know.
Okay, mm-hmm. So stop right there. Mm-hmm. She had had the baby already, so they obviously saw signs of the birth, right? That mm-hmm. she had given birth. Mm-hmm. And then they asked her about the baby, obviously. Mm-hmm. And then mm-hmm. that's when she told the gynecologist what had happened.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Just to reiterate.
Correct.
To everybody.
Yes.
That's, like me, a little slow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, me too. I mean, I don't know.
Well, yeah, because I mean,
before,
when you,
but yeah, anytime
when you have a baby, there's evidence that you've had a baby.
Right. And follow up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, follow up appointments, well, obviously, yeah, the baby.
Your uterus is like tiny. And then when you're housing a child, human,
a parasite.
Yeah, a child, you know, your uterus doesn't go back to normal like the next day. It takes a while to go back to its natural size. Mm hmm.
Go ahead. So Skylar told the doctor that she had to give birth and that she gave birth to a dead baby and buried it in her backyard.
Interesting.
Skylar told police that she did not kill her baby. Her baby wasn't alive. Mm-hmm. Skylar admitted to the police that on May 7th, 2017, she gave birth to a stillborn baby in the bathroom of her home in the early morning hours.
May 7th?
May 7th, 2017.
Yeah, May 7th.
Mm-hmm. Skylar then begins to tell police that she was trying to hold the baby to see if she was breathing, but that she did not have a heartbeat at all. And there was no signs of breathing.
There's a lot of blood that when you have a baby too. So where did all that blood go?
I'm assuming she cleaned it up, mijo.
Did they luminol that bathroom? What was it in the bathroom?
In the bathroom. Mm-hmm. In the bathroom of the home.
Okay, so go ahead. Mm-hmm. I'm jumping ahead.
So when investigators asked Skylar what did she plan to do when she realized the baby wasn't going to make it, Skylar replied that she had to bury the baby and not tell anyone what happened.
Why? If the baby was stillborn, why wouldn't she tell anybody?
I have no idea. Skylar then told police that she quietly walked downstairs, got a small garden shovel, and began digging a shallow grave in the backyard and placed her baby in the small grave.
Wasn't she bleeding everywhere?
I would say so. I don't know how anybody could go through something so. I think giving birth is traumatic.
It is traumatic.
So,
it's extremely traumatic.
I don't know how anybody could go through that.
Especially your first time.
It's yes.
Extremely traumatic.
And your no first medication.
Time. Yeah.
She no had no epidural, prenatal.
Nothing.
Nothing. Nothing. Nothing. Had nothing. So, I don't understand how somebody could go through that and then carry out all of this. Right.
I don't understand how she gave birth to a whole baby and then nobody heard anything. Nobody saw anything. My kids are messy. Like, even the older ones, I have to God, I can't stand them. But they're always they're so dirty. I'm like, what? You guys are girls. What the heck? Mm-hmm. So I don't understand.
I'm assuming she cleaned it up really good, obviously, if nobody saw it. I mean,
she's trying to conceal.
Yeah, she's trying to cover up.
Yeah.
So she probably didn't even sleep that night, I'm sure.
Oh, my God. So. Did she have her own? Okay, go ahead. Never mind. I'll ask later.
What?
No, go ahead.
Did she have her own bathroom?
Yes.
I don't know. They didn't give details. Okay. I would say she probably shared it with her brother. But
her brother?
Yeah, she was the oldest. Yeah. I didn't mention him. They didn't give his name or anything like that. Or his
minor,
age or nothing. They didn't say anything about him. But yes, she was the older sister.
Mm-hmm. They only had two.
They only had two.
Her and him.
Her and him. Yep. After almost about an hour of interrogating Skylar, the police officer decided to speak to Skylar's parents and tell them exactly why their daughter was there and why they wanted to question her. Mm-hmm. Skylar's parents were in complete shock and had no idea about anything that was going on, including their daughter's full-term pregnancy, labor, and the birth of their first grandchild, Anabel.
Oh my God. Mm-hmm. So she named her even though she was stillborn?
She named her. She said she named her Anabel. Mm-hmm. So, of course, the investigators let Skylar's parents go into the interrogation room, never telling them that the conversation was being recorded. Duh. Or that there was even a camera.
Yeah.
Still rolling. Well, you're in an
interrogation room. Like, what the hell? Mm-hmm. Okay, go ahead.
As soon as Skylar was reunited with her parents, she hugged her mom tightly and kept saying, "I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm so sorry, mommy, I'm sorry," and crying. Skylar then reached for her dad Scott's hand and pulled him towards her. Scott then told Skylar, "You should have told us." Because, of course, they're just hearing this shit for the first time. I can't imagine.
Oh, my God. I would kill and my kid.
I did not write this down, but the mom was like, I was in such shock. I was like, how did I not know? Notice. Yeah. I see her every day. I hug her every day. I'm, like, touching her, feeling her, driving her or whatever. Yeah. Spend all this time. And how could I have not known?
Yeah, and how did she not know?
I have no idea. So, okay. So once this tragedy unfolded, Skylar was forced to tell her parents who the baby daddy was, right?
Oh, yeah. Who was it? Is it that dude, Brandon?
So Skylar was forced to not only tell her parents who the baby daddy was, but to also inform them that the current boyfriend, Brandon, was not the father.
Mm-hmm. No. Oh my God.
The baby daddy was actually someone else.
The plot thickens. Oh man.
Yep. So do y'all remember back in July of 2016?
Oh my God.
When Skylar was dating her friend's cousin for a brief period of time?
Yes, yeah.
Okay.
Well, yes.
Well, we're just going to name him Joe Citizen because his name was not released either.
Was he a minor?
I'm sure he was. So anyways, Joe Citizen, yeah, that puto is the baby daddy to Anabel.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
He obviously didn't know that she was pregnant.
Right, right.
That he fathered a child.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Out of wedlock. I'm just kidding.
Nay!
That's how all kids are made. Out of wedlock. And they're all accidents.
They're all, every last one of them. So I would say that maybe she got knocked up in September, right?
I was going to say she had to have because
so by the time
they started seeing each other in July, well, she had it in May.
She had the baby in May, which is 5 months from January to
August, September, October, December, January, March, April, May.
Yeah. So August. So, okay, which sounds about right because she was dating Joe Citizen, right? She met him and dated July 2016. Mm-hmm. So she got knocked up like a month later in August. Cop it out, Bonte. And so by the time she met this Brandon character, she was already like 4 months, right?
Shit. Wait, 4 months? Did she? So she had to have not had a period.
Period.
She didn't think that she was pregnant because she wasn't having a period? Oh, well, she probably, you know what, when you have those eating disorders, you're very irregular.
Yeah, you are.
Mm-hmm. So that would make sense why she wouldn't even think that she was.
Yeah.
Like it wouldn't dawn on her that she was pregnant. Yeah, it wouldn't dawn on her. Mm-hmm. I wish I had that problem when I was so irregular.
Yeah.
I wish I was irregular. I'm like clockwork.
Yes, queen. So investigators then began digging up the Richardsons' backyard, searching for Anabel's remains.
Wait, how does she know? Okay, hold on. Back up.
Back up.
I have a question.
Back up.
So she did know she was fucking pregnant. And she did know that Brandon wasn't the baby's father.
Mm-hmm.
Because she already knew that it was dude, old dude. Right? Mm-hmm. She already knew that. So,
well, at the time she gave birth, or what do you mean? What are you saying?
Well, I don't know what I'm saying. Go ahead.
She's lost, y'all. She's lost.
I get an idea and I'm like, oh my God, this. And then I lose myself. Anyways, go ahead.
Okay. So, investigators then began digging up the Richardson's backyard, searching for Annabelle's remains, mm-hmm. right? Media caught wind of the tragedy and it spread like wildfire.
I bet.
It was all over the local news that the police were searching for human remains in the backyard of the Richardson family home.
Oh my God, how embarrassing.
Of course, everything blew up on social media. So after 5 hours of being at the police station, the Richardsons were allowed to return home
mm-hmm.
along with Skylar.
Mm-hmm.
About a week later, the police wanted Skylar to return back to the police station for more questioning.
Mm-hmm.
Reassuring the parents that it was just a little bit more questioning, but Skylar was not in trouble mm-hmm. and not under arrest.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The investigators began questioning Skylar based on the forensic anthropologist report
mm-hmm. of the baby.
Of the baby.
So they did find the baby.
I was going to say that. So they did, the day that they searched, they mm-hmm. did find the baby's remains.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so based on the forensic anthropologist mm-hmm. report, she had reported that it appeared that baby Annabelle's mm-hmm. bones had been burned. And the baby may have been set on fire.
What?
What?
Oh my God, that poor baby.
At this point, investigators began to zero in on Skylar, wanting Skylar to confess that she gave birth to a born baby and then set the baby on fire and buried the baby to cover it up.
Okay, so here's my next question. I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
Can I ask?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you can't smell burning flesh in your house?
Exactly.
I mean, in your backyard? From your backyard?
Anywhere.
Anywhere. I mean, come on. Like, people that live on the other street, if they're barbecuing, I smell it.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot tell me.
And somebody that's barbecuing? I woke up to get me a cold soda pop.
Uh-huh. That's why, because I'm a fat ass. But still, mm-hmm. like, you can still smell, like, if there's a chimney that is, you know, somebody has on, like, you can smell it down, like, quite a ways away, right? Mm-hmm. You can smell. So how do you not smell that?
Mm-hmm.
What's their explanation for that?
Yep.
Which, do they have one?
The family or her or who?
Anybody. Anybody, like, anybody in that house? Anybody around them? Anybody?
Somebody. No, so they do not. Okay, so moving on.
I'm just, like, not comprehending.
I know. So during that interrogation, Skylar adamantly denies hurting or even burning or trying to burn her baby Annabelle. She denies everything. She denies burning her baby or trying to set the baby on fire or doing any kind of malicious intent on the baby 17 times during that investigation.
17 times.
17 times. So then, after a while, Skylar states that maybe she got a lighter and put it to the baby's skin.
Maybe.
And that she may have heard the baby gurgle. She changed her story, obviously.
Oh, my God.
Please keep in mind that during this investigation, Skylar was repeating the ideas that the investigators were telling her. The investigators were telling her things like, are you sure there wasn't anything maybe that you were just, you know, wanted to burn the baby to keep the baby's ashes as a memory? Or maybe you were trying to cremate the baby.
Okay. Or, this is a little far-fetched. I mean, seriously, come on now.
Yeah.
Like, she's not... They don't own a crematory. Or was it crematory? whatever. You know what the hell I mean.
Who doesn't own? The family? The Richardson family?
Yes. Because why would she try to cremate the baby?
I'm just telling you.
But I'm just saying these instigators.
Instigators?
Who said that? I don't know. I think it was Maddie. Maddie was trying to say investigators. Uh-huh. And she saw these instigators. Mm-hmm. And the girls were making fun of her. You mean investigators?
Oh my God, that is so funny.
So these investigators, I mean, that's the best they could come up with? Like, yeah. You were trying to keep the baby's ashes? Like,
right. Or the other detective was saying, maybe you heard a gurgling, or maybe she was just alive. You know, like, maybe she coughed or something.
Did she?
Something like that. Just kind of throwing ideas at her.
Yeah, kind of like what they did to Chris Watts. Have you ever watched that interview?
No, I have not. I think I have. Yeah. But basically, this time around, and I didn't write this down, but mm-hmm. just since I'm going into these investigators throwing these ideas at her. These instigators throwing ideas at her. They had brought in... Obviously, there was a male officer, and then they brought in a female detective.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So the female detective is the one that was, you know, well, maybe you try to cremate her so you could keep her remains as a memoir, you know.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
of course, it's all a their
it's
plan.
All tactic. It's a tactic.
There you go.
Police work.
So mm-hmm. good cop, bad cop. Obviously, she was a female. Yeah. Probably would make her feel more comfortable.
Yes.
Blah 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 mm-hmm. blah blah blah. Right.
Yeah.
So the police officers let the Richardsons go, the parents, mm-hmm. go into the investigation room once again. Mm-hmm. And then Skylar admits to her parents that she tried to cremate the baby a little.
A little.
A little.
A little.
A little. At that point, Skylar was under arrest because investigators had Skylar's own admission
mm-hmm.
that she in fact killed her baby, Annabelle. Because then she said, well, yeah, okay, I did hear her gurgle.
She did.
She did.
Did she know?
That's what she said. That was after those ideas were kicked around to her.
Why would she try to... Okay, so let's just play devil's advocate here. Mm-hmm. So let's just say that the baby was alive.
Mm-hmm.
So she might have heard her gurgle.
Mm-hmm.
And then she might have tried to cremate her with the lighter.
Mm-hmm.
Which, by the way, you cannot
do with the lighter.
Yeah, with the lighter.
I don't care how fucking big or strong that lighter is.
You cannot cremate a human person, even a baby. Even though they're small, but they're still a human person.
Right.
A human person. They're still a human.
A humming.
They're still humming.
They're still humming. Alive, living humming.
My sister's making fun of me because I said that one time. I said humming instead of humans. Anyway. So mm-hmm. There's no way you can do that with a lighter.
Yeah. And, uh-huh, go ahead.
And if they found, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, oh, I was going to say, let's just play devil's advocate and that the baby was alive. So did she say how she killed her? Because she might have, she quote unquote might have heard her gurgle.
Mm-hmm.
So how did she kill her?
If she might, said that quote, unquote, she
might have heard her
she
gurgle.
Cremated her.
So she just burned her.
That's what she said.
That's how the baby died.
That's what she said. But all the bones were all intact.
So. Okay. And then let's just do the other side now. Mm-hmm. Like on the other side of the fence. Let's just say that the baby was born dead.
Mm-hmm.
That baby was stillborn.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you try to burn her?
Exactly.
Why? If she's dead already, there's mm-hmm. no reason to do that.
Right. Right.
So.
Mm-hmm. So. Okay.
I don't know if I use that term right.
What?
Let's play devil's advocate.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, yeah. I mean, it's okay. So, when asked the first time in the first interrogation mm-hmm. interview, they asked her, you know, basically, like, what about the afterbirth, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. The placenta, all mm-hmm. of that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they asked her what color was the baby when the baby came out, because she said the baby was not alive.
Yeah.
And she said that the baby was white. mm-hmm. very pale and white, mm-hmm. and that the umbilical cord had ripped
off the baby or off of, in the middle.
Yeah, like in the middle.
Oh, okay.
And so then that kind of led investigators. Well, you know, that I think that helped her in that sense, because then they were saying, well, if the umbilical cord was ripped, then that would have caused the baby's death. Oh. Because it cut off the airway to the baby.
But then the baby would have been born blue, mm-hmm. not white.
I don't know. So she said.
Because if a baby is said pale stillborn, white. They're usually mm-hmm. like a blue color. Mm-hmm. Their lips are blue. Mm-hmm. You know, they're like a grayish, like a blue color.
Yeah.
That doesn't make sense to me.
I'm not a doctor.
I know.
Or, you know what I mean? So.
I know. Oh my God.
I know. This so, poor baby. Yeah, there's still a little bit more here to go.
So, okay. So then they say the umbilical cord broke.
Uh-huh. That's what she said initially. Yeah.
And then the baby was white, was mm-hmm. born white. Yeah. Really pale.
Yeah, really pale. She said it wasn't breathing.
Yeah, it wasn't breathing. And then, so did they believe her?
The investigators?
Yeah.
Well, that was, I think that came out in the first interrogation, but the second one is where she said that she did might burn have, the baby.
And might have burned yeah, the baby. She might, was trying to cremate her.
Yeah, trying to cremate okay. her.
So then...
And the dad's reaction when she had said that, they, of course, let him in. And that's when she told, you know, her parents, like, well, I tried to cremate the baby. And the dad was like, what? Oh, cremate? Oh, how? Like, his reaction was like, what the fuck are you saying? You know what I mean?
Oh, my God, no way. Mm-hmm. I don't think the baby was born dead. I don't.
Well, there's no... I don't think
it was stillborn.
You don't? You mm-mm. don't think so?
No, I don't. I don't think it was. Because the reason I say that is because when babies are born, or when they're stillborn, they're blue. Mm-hmm. When babies are born, they do look pale. They look white. Mm-hmm. But it's because they haven't cried yet. But once they cry, they start gaining their color. Mm-hmm. You know? Because they got to take... That's why they try to make babies cry. Because then they're like mm-hmm. breathing, you know? Yeah. And then it fills their lungs with air. And then they start getting their color and stuff like that.
Okay.
So, but when they're stillborn, they're like bluish, like a gray color. It's mm-hmm. weird. Mm-hmm. It's like a dead body.
Right, you know what
I
mean? Right.
Like, I hate saying that, but it's true.
Uh-huh.
Have you ever seen a stillborn baby picture?
Yeah, they look like they're already dead.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't know. To me, like, babies look dead when they come out anyways. Yeah, to me. But I don't know. I never have a baby. I never had a baby, so I don't really know about that shit. Yeah. You know what I mean? So, and I don't really care to know about it either. But to me, I think that all babies look dead. Like, they all have that film on them. And you know what I'm saying? That's like, they look all, like, pale. To me, they all look pale.
Well, yeah, they look pale, but like if...
But I don't... I'm not...
But like, okay.
I never...
So I'm just saying, like, if the baby isn't... When the baby's dead, like, okay, when someone's dead, they start, you know, they're...
Like decomposing?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So their baby's body is going to be, like, decomp. Like, mm-hmm. you know, their lips are going to be blue. They're, you know what I mean? Because mm-hmm. there's no oxygen going to the baby. So that's what I'm saying. Like, that. I don't think the baby was born stillborn. I really don't.
Okay. So, well. Okay. All right. So okay. let's move on.
Yes.
So, prosecutor said that Skylar did kill her baby, mm-hmm. and her motive was motherhood didn't fit in her lifestyle. They also said that Skylar killed the infant and burned the body.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, it came out that the prosecutors had actually released false information during the pretrial stage.
They did?
Mm-hmm.
Did they now?
However...
What kind of false information?
The false information, I guess, as far as the baby being burned.
Oh.
That was not true.
It wasn't.
Mm-mm. However, once the prosecutors had the correct information, they never corrected the previous allegations.
So what was the correct information?
So I guess during the trial, which I didn't write this down, but during the trial, they had another anthropologist mm-hmm. you know,
look at the remains.
Mm-hmm. And that they said there wasn't a sign of anything being burned.
Oh.
At all.
So why would the first anthropologist say that?
I don't know. Oh my God. So, but they never corrected that.
Yeah,
they never corrected that. So, at this point, Skylar was facing charges of aggravated murder and involuntary manslaughter and endangering children. Mm-hmm. And why children? Multiple. There was only one. I don't know why.
Yeah, why children?
I don't know.
It didn't say.
If Skylar was found guilty of those charges, she could spend the rest of her life in prison. Okay.
Oh my God.
They had actually offered her, I didn't write this down, but they had actually offered her a plea deal.
Mm-hmm.
They said that they would take off the aggravated murder charge, but they would leave the involuntary manslaughter and endangering.
Yeah.
I'm going to say a child, because it was just one, but I don't know why children.
Yeah. And she declined it?
And she declined it. She said, I'm not going to admit to something that I didn't do.
But she admitted to it.
She admitted to cremating the baby.
Yeah.
And yes, that she may have heard the baby gurgle.
But that's still an admission of guilt.
Mm-hmm. So, get this. Brooke Skylar Richardson was acquitted of murder and manslaughter in September.
What?
Mm-hmm. All charges dropped. She took it to trial, and she was acquitted.
Skylar said
that she has since buried the baby in a cemetery in Carlisle, Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
She visits her every week, and she knows that it's her final resting place. Skylar said that it was horrible to endure the trial and what people said about her. Now she is working in a lawyer's office, and she hopes to one day join the Ohio Innocent Project.
Mm.
So, what about the potential baby daddy, Brandon?
Yeah, what happened?
I don't know about that guy.
Yeah, what happened to him? Did you stay with her?
On July 14th, 2017... is the day that Brandon found out about the investigation through the news outlets.
July 14th?
Mm-hmm. 2017. Oh, that was the same day that the investigation started. And that's the day that he found out about it through the news. Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. How traumatic for him.
He was watching the news and he saw his girlfriend, Skylar, home taped off with crime scene tape.
What did he say about it? Oh my God, I would die.
He just had multiple questions. I have some text messages here. I don't know if you want to review those, that they were in trial. They were text messages that were brought up in trial.
Read them to us. Please, por favor.
So, yeah, I try to screenshot them. They had in trial, they just had his text messages, but they showed it on the screen stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So this message was May 6, 2017,
mm-hmm.
and this is from Brandon,
mm-hmm.
AKA his name, I guess, in his phone or her phone, whoever, but it says Big Dick Willie.
Oh my God, embarrassing.
And he just said that it was just like a stupid teenage nickname that somebody had given him, just, you know, working with kids being dumb.
Yeah,
for those kids. So, anyways, he said, I had a ton of fun. You didn't look like you did. That was his message to her at 12:49.
On May 6th.
Uh-huh.
12:49 a.m.
Yeah, it would be a.m. Uh-huh. And then she replied, the only time I wasn't having fun was when I started cramping super bad. And I'm sorry, babe. I promise you made it extremely fun.
So she was going into labor already.
She was having contractions, mm-hmm. but she was telling him that she was cramping because of her period.
Ugh.
And then he replies, okay, babe, I'm sorry you started this week. And then she says, it's not your fault. It was just horrible timing, but you made up for it.
How did he make up for it?
I don't know. He says, good. I wish I could have used magic and helped you or cured you. And she says, you practically did cure me by being so understanding and help and letting me squeeze your hands. So I think she was going through contractions. Labor. Yeah. Just like, went into labor. Yeah, having contractions or whatever. Man. He says, good, I will do literally anything for you.
Will he now?
Mm-hmm. All you have to do is ask, babe. And then she says, post some of our prom pictures on Twitter. And then she said, those were like, and then I don't know what he said. And then she said, those were like, and then she sent a separate text and it says, all the worst pictures of me. And then she says, I'm embarrassed. And he says, no, not true. She goes, then he sends her a text and send me what I can use. He tells mm-hmm. her. And then he texts her, are you sure you still like me? And then she says, I'm so sorry for not replying. I was having horrible cramps. So this ended up being a little, probably about 15 minutes later. Mm-hmm. And she goes, I'm sorry for not replying. I was having horrible cramps. So I've been laying on my couch with the heating pad this whole time. I'm sorry. I love you always. He goes, it's okay. I thought you were asleep. We don't have to go to the game if it's going to be miserable for you. And then she says, hush. We are going. This is your birthday present. We are going and we will have fun regardless of how I feel.
When were they going to the game? What day?
The next day.
The 7th, when she gave birth.
Yeah. Or maybe, it would be the 6th.
The 6th.
Yeah, the 6th. Okay. The day before. Uh-huh. Yeah, the day before. He says, I'm honestly super scared about college. And then she goes, do you mean like when I go or when you go? And then he says, when you go. And then she replies, you shouldn't be, babe. You are the only one I love, and I could meet a million people there, but they'll still never be you or never come close to comparing to you.
Interesting.
Then he says, I'm just scared you'll forget about me or forget what I can do or forget how I treat you and want someone who's closer to you. And she's like, absolutely not. I don't think you understand. I literally cannot just forget about you or the way you make me feel. It's impossible to forget someone who changed my life and made it so much better. So he says, okay, good, babe. I love you and I need you and I want to spend the rest of my life with you. And she says, good, because I love you and can't possibly be without you, and I can't wait to see our future. Good, babe, I literally need you. That's what he said. And she replies, well, I'm not going anywhere, ever. So then the next day at 10:40, he says, good morning, beautiful babe. And then she replies, good morning, my amazing boy. And he said, how do you feel, babe? And she says, I'll tell you all about it later. But last night was like the worst ever. I didn't go to sleep till 5:30. But I feel so much better this morning. I'm happy.
That's because she had already given birth.
She sent that.
May 7th at 10 in the morning. 10.
Yeah, that message she sent on May 7th at 11:45 a.m.
In the morning, yeah. Yeah.
So he says, good babe, I hate that you went through all that without me. She said, it's okay. I'm just so glad it's over now. And he said, me too. I'm so glad you're done feeling bad.
Were they allowed to show those text messages? Did you say they showed them in court?
Yeah, this is in court. Mm-hmm.
How just you reading that makes me feel like she did it on purpose.
Mm-hmm. So he says, or she says, So am I. I hope I never feel like that ever, ever again. That was traumatic. Then he says, I know, babe. I'm so sorry you had to go through that, babe. Skylar replies, I'm about to get off and then work out for a bit and then go home and get ready. My family is gonna eat probably like 3:45-ish. If you'd like to come and hang, and then we can hang out. And he said, I love you. And then she says, I love you so much. And he said, I will never stop loving you ever.
But he stopped loving her after that.
Yeah. So then she says, I hope next, babe, because you're the only one for me. I hope not, babe.
And then I was on next, baby.
Yeah.
Right there.
Yeah. And then he says, you really are my true love. Mm-hmm. And she replied, I truly believe that too. And then he said, I seriously want to live forever with you. And then she said, me too, babe. That's the plan. And then he said, it better be. And then he said again, I want you to have everything. And she said, you are absolutely everything I need. And he says, good, babe, you're over I need. I think he meant to say everything. And then she replies, you plus my family plus my dogs equal the perfect life and four hearts. And he said, couldn't agree more, babe. And then, July 14th at 8:26 p.m., he begins receiving text messages from a different phone number, but he has the contact in his phone as Kim Richardson, which is her mom. Mm-hmm. And so she begins texting him from
her mom's
phone because they had to confiscate her phone as evidence.
Oh, that was when? What day was that?
July 14th when the investigation started.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So then he says, is this Skylar? And then Skylar says, yes. And then she says, yes, I'm so sorry. Are you going to break up with me? And then she sent another text that said, sorry. And he said, no, can you start to explain what's going on? Because remember, he just found out
through
the news.
Through the news. Through the media. He didn't know what the hell's going on.
And so she says, not really, not right now. They were investigating something in our backyard. They had to talk to all of us. It was terrible and scary and horrible, and we can't even go home right now with all the people at our house. And then she says, are you going to leave me? He replies, I'm here, I love you, and I will support you no matter what. I just need to know what's really going on. I'm always going to be here for you.
Interesting.
And then she says, are you mad at me? Is everyone mad at me? I am so sorry. I feel awful. I'm really sorry. Are you okay? And then he said, I'm here for you and no one is mad at you. No one hates you. We are all here and just want to know what really happened, babe. I love you more than you'll ever know and we will make it through anything.
Did they?
I don't think so. It never said if they did or didn't.
I highly doubt it.
Yeah.
Negative Nancy.
Bitter. You're bitter. And so do you want me to keep going or
is there more?
Yeah, there's a lot more.
Is there now?
Uh-huh.
What's it saying? Just like him trying to pull it out of her and her not saying anything.
Yes.
She's all tight-lipped.
Yes. So she's like, let me see. I love you more than anything you'll ever know. We'll make it through anything you say. I highly doubt that bullshit.
Yeah.
So then she goes on to say, okay, thank God I couldn't handle the thought of losing you. I'm sorry. I'm just so scared and freaked out and tired. And me and my family are really freaked out, but I can't say too much right now. But it's fine. And then she says, I love you more than anything. Just know that. Okay. I'm so sorry that I can't say more right now, but me and my family are going to try and get some rest. Please stay with me through this, and the media is going to say crazy things, but please don't leave me. And he says, I'm not going to leave you. I'm going to stay right here. All I need is answers. I love you so much, babe. Sleep tight. So then he says, I support you and will stand with you through all of this. I made a commitment to support you and I will stand by your side through all of this. I love you and I will be here no matter what. I am here whenever you're ready. Love, Brandon. P.S. That letter I sent you while you were in Florida, I got it back. So he had sent her like a letter when she went on a vacation with her family.
Oh, I understand. I was like,
Florida. And then she says, I love you. I'm sorry that I never told you. Please understand that I was scared and worried and so scared of losing you. Thank you for choosing to stay with me. I need you more than ever right now. And I'm so lucky to have
you. So at this point, he already knew that there was a dead baby.
Yeah, they said that they were looking for remains. Remains. So lucky to have you. So lucky. I need you so bad right now. I've been an absolute mess. This has been terrible. And he says, one of my biggest questions is who the father was.
Yeah.
He goes, we are all mostly worried about you and your family. We all love you. And then she says, that guy Trey is his name. I forgot that she had put it in there. That guy Trey I used to date, who I never talk about. I am so sorry for lying and not telling you in the first place. I'm so sorry. Please forgive me eventually. I'm sorry. He says, why didn't you share this with me before? Did you use protection and it failed?
No, she didn't.
And then she said, I'm willing to forgive. I just need answers. That's all. Oh my God. So then she says, yeah, I guess so. I will give you any answers you need. I'm sorry.
She's being evasive. So she's being evasive. Yes.
So he says, so you used a condom? She goes, yes, and one time without. So that was probably what happened. I'm so sorry, Brandon. I love you more than anything. I know this is terrible and I lied and I'm so sorry. And then
Trey. That reminds me of Boys in the Hood.
Yeah.
You know Trey in there.
Yes. Okay, so and then it says he says, we are okay. I'm not gonna break up with you. I'm just hurt. I just am hurt and confused and I just wish it was mine. I think this is so hard because it wasn't mine and you were my girlfriend and I know you didn't cheat. I just feel so much and I can't think, eat, sleep, drink, or move. I have no energy to do anything. I'm going to be with you forever. I just need time because I feel so much and I'm not going to leave you or change my mind. I'm a stubborn person. My mind is set. This is hard for me. I need you. And I want you and I love you. And then he also says, I know you're going through more. I'm here for you like always. Like I always promise, I love you so much. Anything you need. She goes, I understand that. I'm so sorry. But we were together in like August.
Yeah.
I didn't even know I was pregnant for sure until April. Mm-hmm. I'm so sorry that you feel like this.
Hold on. Okay. She said for sure. So she had an idea that she was pregnant.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. I didn't even know I was pregnant for sure until April. I am so sorry that you feel like this. I hate that I've done this to you and made you feel this way. I hate myself for everything that has happened. I'm so unbelievably sorry. I just love you. And you have to understand how absolutely terrified I was, especially of losing you. And that was it. Yeah. So.
Okay. Oh, and heads up, people. You cannot hide a fucking baby. You just can't. It's not going to happen.
So here's a picture of a side-by-side from February that she bought the dress and then the day she went to prom. Yeah. That her mom put a side-by-side together.
Oh, you can see.
Yeah, right you can here, see the little bump.
The little bump.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so like if I look at it, I would think, yeah, that she was pregnant. Yeah. Even in the bikini picture, she doesn't look fat and she doesn't have rolls or nothing like that. But obviously,
you can see a bump.
I see. To me, it looks like.
Because look, you can see a little tiny bump there, but look at right there, it's more prominent.
Yeah, it's more prominent. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So to me, I think she looks pregnant, but I mean, even in the bikini picture, I think she looks pregnant. Mm-hmm. Which we'll post pictures online.
Yeah, you guys will see those ones. The side by side she just showed me.
Yeah. So I do think that she looks pregnant. To me, she does.
She does look pregnant.
And the reason I say that is because, like, I don't know if you've ever seen women that are pregnant, but they don't carry, they like carry they it in their back or yeah, something.
Yeah, they carry the baby. Like, they don't pop out as much as
Don't. They look like square.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen women like that where they're pregnant, but their, like, stomach looks square?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. It doesn't look like, it doesn't stick out like a round, regular round pregnant stomach.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or like a round pregnant natural stomach like mine.
Non-pregnant, you know, natural.
Yeah, non-pregnant natural stomach. So, yeah, so that's what it looks like to me. So when I see it, it does look like she's pregnant to me, but that's because, like, just because I'm nosy, so I'm always, like, staring at people and just, you know what I'm saying? I don't know.
I mean, it's pretty obvious that she's pregnant there. Yeah. It looks like she might be, like, 4 or 5 months in the second, the side-by-side, because the first one, it looks like she might be 3 or 4, and the second one looks like she might be, like, 5 or 6.
Yes.
Because she's a tiny person, so she's not going to probably show.
Right.
She probably, like you said, carries the baby more towards the back, her back, than the front.
But yeah.
You can still tell she's pregnant.
I think you could tell. I think I could tell. I mean,
do you think, okay, quick question. Did they say anything about Trey? Because Maddie told me he's African American.
I'm sure he is. They didn't say anything about him.
Maddie said that he was.
I'm sure he is.
I don't know where she saw that at.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't matter, but.
No, it doesn't matter.
But I mean, it would be obvious to her boyfriend that it wasn't his.
Probably, yeah. Yeah.
And then she couldn't hide it. She couldn't hide the, you know.
Yeah.
Anything.
I'm sure, yeah. And so, yeah, so that's what it is. And I mean, I don't know. They didn't say, like, if, you know, there was any, like, if she, like, strangled it or anything. Like, there was no...
There was, like, no evidence. But a baby
But you could probably suffocate.
It's hard to... Yeah, exactly. Right? It's hard to... I'm sorry, I hit my mic. It's hard to break baby's bones because they're so flexible.
Limber, yeah.
And so, and they're more like, I would say, like,
flexible
cartilage like, and because they're not hard yet, because of course they have to come out through the birth canal. So, you, even if she did strangle the baby, you wouldn't be able to tell. If she smothered the baby, you wouldn't be able to tell.
Yeah.
What did the jurors say? What was their reasoning for acquitting her?
I didn't look into it.
You didn't look into it.
Nope.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah. So
that's so she's just walking around free.
She's working in a law office.
And she's still not. She's with Brandon still or no?
They didn't say.
I bet you they're not.
Yeah. I would say no. Yeah. Probably not.
Because he probably feels betrayed and she knew. And then again, she's like, I wasn't for sure until April. So she had an idea that she was, but still never said anything. So right there, that's premeditation to me.
And still getting tossed in the air. And so, but they did say that the her whole pregnancy, that she only gained 15 pounds.
Yeah.
But she,
which is normal, I think, for tiny people anyway. I don't think it's abnormal.
I would probably gain like 100 pounds just because I'm a fat ass.
I gained about 300 pounds.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh my God, that's insane.
Yeah. So, anyways.
That's a good case.
Yeah.
Thanks, Maddie.
Yep. So, anyways, I hope you guys enjoyed that.
Yes.
I'll post pictures and stuff like that.
Please follow us on our social media platforms. Facebook is the Miranda Writes Podcast. IG is the Miranda Writes _19. Twitter is at capital T lowercase H-E, capital M lowercase I-R-N-D-A, capital R lowercase G-H-T-S. If you have any case suggestions, please email us the Miranda Writes 2019 at gmail.com and go to our website. Check out our website. It's the Miranda Writes podcast.com. And I still have stickers and magnets I need to mail out. I'm just hoarding them in my purse. I haven't mailed them. I will do my best. I think, is a UPS store open today?
I think they close early. They probably could be closed by now.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I'll get it done hopefully soon. So. Mm-hmm. And I think that's it. You have anything else?
No, that's it.
Nope.
I'm done.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Have a nice weekend.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.